Zog the Mishnah Daf Chof Ches Omer Aleph, the third parak. Now this parak is back to Avodah, to the Parsha of Yom Kippurim. Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Last parak was any throughout the year Be'etzim. This is back to Avodah Yom Kippurim. Omer Lehem Amemuna. Now this first din happens to be it's Negei every Tomet Shel Shachar, but we're discussing Yom Kippurim in this parak. Omer Lehem Amemuna. Su V'ruim Megiaz Man Hashchita. The Memuna, the Zgan Zog Rashi, told the person that went up onto the choyma, Zogt Rashi, ala choyma, ala gag, outside of the base of Mikdash, on top, to see on an elevated place, to see Megiyah Zman HaShechita, Imegiyah, because he can't shecht at night, you have to make sure the Tomet Shel Shachar starts in the morning. Especially Yom Kippur, you have a whole day ahead of you, so much avoid you, you have to start right away. So Imegiyah, Haroya, Oymer Bakoy, if it's Megiyah Zman HaShachar, meaning, if it really already reached Alois HaShachar, then the Roya says Bakoi. Bakoi. So Bakoi means that it's morning. It's Alois HaShachar. Now the etzem, this whole din of a Roya being one person, the Chayra, what about Eid Echad Nema Bisugin? So Ein Echanami, Eid Echad is Nema Bisugin, and the Chiddush is even neged a Chazakah. Which Chazakah? Cheskas Laila. There's a Cheskas Laila. Because it's in Yisun, you're shechting. If it's shechting, it's night, then it's also shechting night. You bring the base of Sefer. So, but Eid Echad is Neman, even connect the Chazok of a Cheskas Laila, because Efshe Levrugei, you can be Mevar if it's day or not. B'Kivega in Hilchos Mila says, even a bigger Chiddush, unless that's also Efshe Levrugei, he says that in Eid Echad is always Neman to say that a baby was born on Shabbos to make the bris on Shabbos. Eid Echad Neman Bisugin. Even though it's negative Chazokah, which Chazokah? The Chazokah that it's. That it's toich shmoina, that now Shabbos. Who said it's shmoina? Maybe it's a chazaka that it's not yet. So a kaponim over here it's a kaponim. It's one aid that says so. Masi ben Shmuel oima, hey pnei kol hamizrach at shebechevroin. That means the people ask the person on the rooftop, b'teres sheela, hey pnei kol hamizrach at shebechevroin. Now this is the later's man, meaning the first man is Barkoi. Masim Mecheresh Pasha is saying a later man, is it Heya Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroin, even after Alois? That's what Rambam Pirush Mishnayis learns. And the reason why they want to make sure that it's Dad's man, so there shouldn't be any mistake in the future. People shouldn't think that when it's Alois, when it's not yet Alois, it might still be night. So you wait a little later. I mean, all mitzvahs, we usually wait till Netzach HaMeh. Shofar your yoitz from Netzach HaMeh, not from Alois. So really, you have to wait from Netz. The reason why we're here, you talk go from Alois, or even a drop after Alois, Hepnei Kol HaMizrach, is because of Kahanim Zrizimein, so there's lots of a mokum that they're going to make a mistake, or because you want to be Makdim the Tomid. There's a reason to be Makdim the Tomid Yom Kippurim. So maybe you make Kol Taka from Alois. So Masim and Cheresh, Masim and Shmuel Oime Hepnei Kol HaMizrach Atche Bechevon, Vuhu Oime Hein, and he answers on that Hein, yes. Zog the Gemara V'lom Hutzchu L'kach. Why was this all necessary? And Rashi learns Lamutz Chilakach is going on the roof. So Rashi Lalus Legag VeLirois. The Meiri learns Lamutz Chilakach. Why would the second sheet of Masim and Shmuel require a later zman than Alois? Meaning not Barkoi, but rather Hey Kol Mizrach Shebechevroi. The reason is Shepamachas Ola Me'oy Halavono. Once it was the moonlight, and they thought it was the daytime. V'dimu Sheher Mizrach, and they thought that it was Heir Mizrach. According to the Meiri, it's Taka V'dimush Heir Mizrach. But that's the whole reason why he says you need Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebechevroin. But the point is, V'dimush Heir Mizrach, so because of that, they made these milas. Either you have to go to the Gag, and you can't just rely on thinking that it's daytime, or Bishad is that they have to have this man of Heir Kol HaMizrach. Because of the mistake, and if it's Avodas Laila, then it's Shechitas Psula. V'shoklis ha-tomid v'yitziu l'beis ha-sreifo, and they had to bring it l'beis ha-sreifo, it was tak apostle. Zog the Mishnah v'ayto, riyu du koin go l'beis ha-tfila, the Gemara is going to explain, this is a new din, l'gabi tfila, ze ha-klal, hoi v'mikdosh, kol ha-meitzach is raglov, whoever is meitzach raglov means he makes g'doylim, toon tfila, he has to have tfila. V'chol ha-matl mayim, if he's only matl mayim, meaning k'tanim, so then toon kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, then kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is sufficient from the kir. And Tos Shonim later on brings that when you're Mesach, you need Tefillah and Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. And when you're Matal Mayim, it's only Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is enough. Now, the etzem mesach, it's you're leaving, you're going out of the mesach mikdash. So that itself would require a tefillah whenever you leave. Hes chadas, it's a discussion later. We'll see. Now, Rashi over here says, on the etzem din of zman hashchita, they have to wait for bakoi. Zogt Rashi, zman hashchita, shchita satomet kloimar. You have to wait for Heha Mizrach. Shashchita psula belailo. Because at night the shchita is possible. Kirichsiv biyoim zivchachem. This is a posuk in Vayikra Yutes. Biyoim zivchachem yo'ochel mimochas vanoisra ad yoim ashlishi ba'esi soref. So state a posuk biyoim zivchachem. So the Biskarov in the Kunchus on Yuma Sukkah, so Vedir, he brings. Ben Chananel later on Daf Chavtes brings a different pasuk. Ben Chananel says the reason why it's possible and it's Yotzei Beis Yosef and you do it at night because it says by the Korban Tomid es hakeves ha'echo taseh ba'boiker, and once it was night, so then it's Yotzei Beis Yosef. So he explains to the Bishrov what's stuck in the pshat. Rashi says b'yom zivchachem. The Ben Chananel says es hakeves ha'echo taseh ba'boiker. What's wrong with the keves ha'echo taseh ba'boiker? That itself should be a reason why it should be possible at night. Zok the Bishrov. He says the reason of Rashi meduktik to say b'yom zivchachem is because the pasuk of esakeve echotase ba'boiker, the ba'boiker itself, you would not say it's yotzei lebeis haschefa, because we find that toich zmanoi it could be brought as an adova. We find kivsi atzeres sheshokl lebeis manon, it becomes an adova. So even if it's toich zmanoi esakeve echotase ba'boiker is the zman, but toich zmanoi it can be an adova. So who said b'yotzei lebeis haschefa? Who said you burn it? Of them state b'yom zivchachem. B'yom zivchachem is a psul that if it's not at night, if it's in the day, if it's in the day, not in the daytime, if it's at night, it's yotzei lebeis haschefa. That's how he learns up the Rashi. Now, what's pshat in the Ben Chananel? After all, Ben Chananel does bring a pasuk of esekeves echotas b'boiker. So he's tzarich here on that. But at the end, he says that there's another psul by a tomid. Yes, usually l'moshal kivsi atzeres. It could be yotze as an adova. By a korban tomid, it's a different psul. There's a psul that you can't have anything before korban tomid. So mele, that's why it's yotze lebeis haschefa. Ein echanami, the posik of esekeves echatas ba'boiker, Rabbi Chananel learned, is enough of a reason to be yotze lebeis haschefa. Because at the end of the day, if it's brought before and you want to say it's brought as a korban adova, then at the end of the day, you have something koidem letomid shashachar. And that's a psul. So mele, it's yotze lebeis haschefa. Zog die Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Oimel. Barak bar koi. Barak bar koi means ho'or heir. Zog Rashi heir. No Rashi in this. So barak bar koi. The or was mayor. Barak bar koi. Rabbi Kiva Oimel ola bar koi. Ola bar koi zog Rashi heir yoise mi barak. Meaning Rabbi Kiva is saying a later zman. A little later. It's more light. It's heir yosem ibarak from just heir. Ola bakoi. Luchume ben apikshin oimel af bakoi bechevron. That the bakoi is even in chevron, which is also later. Masi ben Shmuel says, or Masi ben Shmuel, who was, hamamun ala paisis oimel heir pnei kol hamizrach ache bechevron. Not just af bakoi bechevron, but heir pnei kol hamizrach ache bechevron. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oimer, even more than that, heyer pnei kol hamizrach ad bechevron v'yotzu kol ha'om ish lemelachtoi. Ish lemelachtoi is you go to work. We have in different gemaras. That's by netzachama. So it's even a later man. He says it's taka. You have to wait all the way to netzachama. Not just heyer pnei kol hamizrach ad bechevron, but v'yotzu kol ha'om ish lemelachtoi. You go to work. Frag the gemara. So the gemara is asking now in this last shita that v'yotzu kol ha'om ish lemelachtoi, which is netzachama." It's very late. It's very late. What happened to the din of Zgizim Makdim and Mitzvahs? Zog the Gemara, Liskar Poyalim Kamrinon. We're discussing Liskar Poyalim. We're not talking about the people actually going to work, which is Netzachama. We're talking about the people that are looking for day workers. And that's talking before Netzachama. So it's not Nagetuva. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Safra. Tzlusid Avrom, the davening of Mincha of Avrom Avinu, is Mimichishachre Koislei. Mimichishachre Koislei means that as soon as it starts turning the shade on midday, 12 o'clock, there's no shade. But when it goes, becomes 12:01, right in the beginning of Tchila Sheva, which is 12:01, so then it's ready we wait till a half an hour after Chatzos, which is 12:30, which is 6.5 hours into the day. But Mechishachi Koisle means right in the beginning, right after the Chatzos. The Tchila Shoshiv Shvi. That's when the wall already starts turning. Now that's talking about Mincha. In the midday. Now, we know Yitzchak was Misakin Tfilas Mincha. That doesn't mean, Tayshon and Bavarans over here, that Tzlusid Avrom, Chishachi Koisivim, Toyma Avam, in effect, Tzlusid Shachar. The Gemara in Chav Zayin in Brocha says, Yitzchak Tikin Tfilas Mincha. Shenema Yitzchak Yitzchak Losuch Asodah. Basodah, Yesh Loima, he gives two terutzim. One terutz is, Da'ach Shatikna Yitzchak Oya Oimro Gam Avrom, Kach Bishu Benetam. He brings up Benetam and Sefer Yosha, that what? That after Yitzchak was Misakin, Avram Avinu was also Mispal. That's one teretz. Inami says, Inami Oimer Rebbe, Dibikomakoya Oimer Avram Mitchila, Avram already said it earlier, El Shalai, also Klal Lechol B'nei Beisoy. He didn't make it as a Klal for everyone. Ad She Tikna Yitzchak until Yitzchak was Misakin it. Tafilo Rebbe Tafshilin Kim, can I mean, come on, we'll see soon, Gemara says, Avram was Mekayim Kol HaTorah, even Drabonons, Erev Tafshilin. So it's not fair that he davened before Yitzchak was Misakin it. The Nafkamin is, he wasn't Misakin L'Bnei Beisoy. So Akoponim, the Gemara says, Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, Anon me Avram, Nekum v'Nigmer, you're telling me that you have to be Mizdaris. That's what we're saying over here. We're saying be Mizdaris like Avram Avinu. You're learning from Avram Avinu to be Mizdaris. I mean, how we can be called, compare ourselves to Avram? That's what Rashi says. Anon me Avram, Nekum v'Nigmer, Bo Salam Deno Liyaz Rizin Kavram. So that's where we bring Avram. Yitzchak was talking about second tefillah. Why didn't you talking bring Yitzchak? Because we're going now into the sukkah of Zgizis. So you want to learn Zgizis from Avram? How can we be like Avram? Zok the Gemara, Omar Rova, Tona Gomer me Avram, Vanlon like Gamrina Minei. We have it, Brisa, that we learn from Avram. Yes, there's a precedent that we learn Zgizis from Avram Avinu. We learn Mila Zgizis from Avram Avinu. So Melo, we can talk and be like Avram when it comes to Zgizis. Zok the Gemara, the Tanya, we found the Pharisee Brisa that says, But Yoy Mashmini Yimob B'sal Losoi, the Postal says, Mashmini, Melamish Kalayoim Kosher Lemila. The whole 8th day is kosher. Elo shazgiz makdimin la mitzvahs. Shenema, how do we know zgiz makdimin? Even though it says biyam eshmini. Vayashkem Avram ba boika vayachem eshcham boigoi. We know by the parashah of Akedah there was a vayashkem, so there was a zgizas. So we take and learn from him that din mila is to do zgiz makdimin ba boika. Zok the Gemara. Elo omer Rav Yosef. So that's not shver. It's not shver. Nagel kulatu ihochi nagel leituva. I'm sorry. It's not shver that nekem enigma from Avram, because we see already a precedent you learn from Avram. Zok the Gemara, Elam Rava, Elam Rav Yosef, Hoko Kashalei. The kash is as follows. It's not Chal Arve Psochem Liyaz Be'ev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos, so now you have to have it done earlier than you usually do. The Gemara, the Mishnah Psochem says Tomid Nishchat that usually you shecht 7.5 hours into the day. And you're makif 8.5 hours into the day. On Erev Pesach, Shalos Erev Shabbos, you have to backtrack an hour. You have to start 6.5 hours into the day. Why? Because you have to make sure that the hakrova it takes place before Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos. So mainly need more time. Chal Erev Pesach liyos be Erev Shabbos nishchat b'sheshu mechzo v'korav b'shevu mechzo and you makif it shevu mechzo. Frag the Gemara v'nishchatei michi mishachre koislei. Why do you have to wait till what? Till the shechita take place, sheshu mechzo. Why don't you do it? Michi mishachri koisle, which we said is the beginning of the 7th hour, which means right in the beginning of a minute after chatzos. Michi mishachri koisle, like Avram Avinu, who taka we said was mispal mincha then, and taka learned from him, and that's the kasha we're asking on Pesach. Why are we backtrack till 6.5 hours in today? We should backtrack till 6:01. And Tosafot and Pesachim over there, taka says that you can do it a minute after, because that's when he mishachet koisli. But the Gemara is asking, how's the kasha? Why should that be this man that you misakin? Zok the Gemara, what's b'chal the kasha? My kusha. Dilma koisli the Beis HaMikdash b'sheshu mechza mishachi. We're talking about shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the shechita in the Beis HaMikdash, the walls are not the same like a regular wall. Maybe it's only coming to be mishachi when b'sheshu mechza mishachi. Mishum de lo mechav netuva. Because the walls are not straight up, b'tzimtzum, zok Rashi. The lo mechavne lo yos kufim b'tzimtzum. Lufisha Choymois Chovim Milmato. It was a tall wall, so it was wider on the bottom, where Lechz Miskatzeras and becomes narrower, Voila, Ulufik Ein Chudesh Osfas Oyvoy, Lamalo, Meitzelas Kifosilas Chigoy, Achitimosha Chamalamayov. So because it's not a straight wall, but it becomes narrower, so Mela you're not going to see the shadow until more time after Chatzois. And that's when the Meshachi only starts Shesho Mechzo. That's one reason. Inami, that's why the Beis Mikdash is different. We wait for Shesho Mechzo. Inami, the reason why in Beis Mikdash we wait Shesho Mechzo is Shiny Avrom. Avrom is different. Ditz Tagninus G'doyla Hoysu B'liboy. He had within himself its tanigas gedoyla zagrashi boki balich zamazis utchilas hashoyis. He was a big boki in that. So mainly he was able to daven mincha right after chatzos. Mishim mishachi. Mashengen we can't be mechavim. Inami a third tale zogdemara mishum lezokim v'yoshe b'yeshiva havel. He was a zokim v'yoshe b'yeshiva and Mechananel says shchini imoy. So because he was zokim v'yoshe b'yeshiva. So Mele, it was very a b'china of Shechina Imoy, so he was able to be mechaven correctly, exactly. The Omer Rav Chomer Bachanina Mimein Shal V'Seinu Loi Posho Yeshiva Mehem. They never had a lack of a yeshiva, meaning a zokim yeshiva yeshiva. So that's the third teretz, why Avraham Avinu is different. Now the Etzem Din, before we go weiter, on the Etzem Din that we're saying now, you can daven Avram Avinu Akopon Davin, a minute after Chatzos. So, in the Etzem Tfilas Mincha, as Machlokes we showing him the Rambam and the Rosh, if it's better to daven Mincha Gedoyla or Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedoyla means from Chatzos, from a half an hour after Chatzos. Mincha Ketana is later into the day. So, what's Taka, the Yisrael Machlokes? So, Chaiman Tuchin, in the end of the Kunzchanak and Gilay, has a simon over there, and he says the Machlokes is Rambam that says that it's B'dievet to daven from Mincha Gedoyla, and the Rosh that says that it's the Chatchila, the Mishbur brings both Stodim. We fear that the Lechatchila, all the yeshivas daven after Chatzos, half and after Chatzos, Michik Doyla. So he says, the Yisrael Machlokes is that do you look at the Zman that the Zman HaKrova was Be'etzem the whole year? The whole year it was later. Once a year, Pesach, we said it was earlier. But the whole year was later. You look at that Krova Be'etzem, and the Vivalt was always later, so mainly you wait for Michik Tana, Lechatchila. And the Rosh learns, not that you look at this man of the Etzem HaKrova. You look at this man that is royally a Sakrova. It's not the pshat that you have to have like that Krova was befoil, but this man that is able to have HaKrova. So Mela, according to that, is that that's the pshat also why the question is if a person davens Mincha after Chatzos and doesn't wait a half an hour, would that be b'dievet good or not? So that would be totally in this Lomdus also. That if you look at this man that it's be'etzem royi, so Mela, it's Taka Be'etzem Roy, which is we can't be Mechaven. But Tosfos and Pesachim Taka brings that Be'etzem you could if you Taka know that it's ready Meshachim Ma'ariv a minute after Chatzos. Zok the Gemara Vayta, how do we know that he was Zokim V'yoshev Yeshiva the Omer Abchom Bachanina Mimein Shlav Esenu Loi Posh Yeshiva Mehem Hoi V'Mitzrayim Yeshiva Moim Shenemar. By Mitzrayim there was a Yeshiva Lech V'Savta Zikne Yisrael. It says Loshon of Zikne means Zok Kona Chochma Hoi V'Midmo Yeshiva Moim Shenemar Osvoli Shivim Ish Mezikne Yisrael. Avram binu zokim yoshe b'shiva shenema hoyo shenema. Avram zokim baba yomim. Zokim is losh of kana chokma. Yitzchak avinu zokim yoshe b'shiva hoyo shenema. Vayiki zokim Yitzchak. Yaakov avinu zokim yoshe b'shiva hoyo shenema. Ve'en Yisrael kovdim zokim. Losh of zokim. Eliezer avid Avram zokim yoshe b'shiva hoyo shenema. Vayom Avram al avdoi zkan beisoi. Ha moishe b'chol ha'shaloi. So he was moishe in his Torah. Om rabbi lozom shaboishe b'teres rabbi. Who Damasek Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Lozor, Shedoilu Mashke mitros shel Rabbi Lacherim. He wasn't from Damasek. Damasek Eliezer lost of Doilu Mashke. He was Doilu Mashke mitros shel Rabbi Lacherim. Zokti Gemara, Omer Rav, Kiyem Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram was Matayim Kaim Kol HaTorah Kula, even before it was given, Shenemar, Eikev HaShashoma Avram B'Koili. So it says, Eikev HaShashoma Avram B'Koili. And the pasuk finishes zoy vayishmar mishmati mitzvoysay chagoysay v'sagoysay. So Melu is mekayim kol haTorah kula. Zok the Gemara. Omer leRav Simi v'achil leRav ve'emo sheva mitzvoys. Maybe it means he was mekayim sheva mitzvos. Who said he's mekayim kol haTorah kula? Zok Gemara ho ikanam mila. We know he's mekayim mila. Mila is not one of sheva mitzvos. So for Gemara ve'emo sheva mitzvos mila. Maybe he's mekayim sheva mitzvos mila. What's at the end of the pasuk? Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav, Vitem Rav Ashi, Kim Avram Vina Filu Eguvi Tafshilin, Shenemar Teroisai, Achas Teresh Biksav, Achas Teresh Bapeh, he's Mekayim Teresh Bapeh too, meaning even the Rabbonon, even Erev Tafshilin. So the Tashishonim of Yazakasha, Afilu Erev Tafshilin, Lo Yoda Rebbe Amai Nokat Hach Mitzvah, Amai Kilo Leitve Mikula. What's up is Erev Tafshilin? There's many mitzvahs you could have said. What's up is Erev Tafshilin? Punkt the Rabbonon, why is it more called than others? So, B'Shem Reb Zelmela from Lozhen, he said that Be'etzim, the Alta Girsa was, he found the Girsa, that it was Ayin Tov. Ayin Tov refers to Erev Truman. And Erev Truman Taka is mitli tolling this posik. Ekev HaShashoma Avram Bekoili. What's Ekev? Ekev is Taka Lozhen Ekev, meaning what is tolly in your Ekev, the Halicha, Erev Truman. So Ekev HaShashoma Avram Bekoili, I feel Erev Truman is Taka the Ayin Tov. Others say, it's brought down B'Shem of Nosson Adler, he says that the kill, he's coming to answer the Shon's Kasha, the kill in Erev Tafshilin is Avram Vinu's tent was open all four directions. So Mela's home was open to everyone. So by him it was a real hoyel, it was Damne Le'archim. Why? Because Archim were constantly by him. So Mela, you might think you don't need an Erev Tafshilin because it's not going to be eaten before Shabbos, whatever you cook. They're constantly coming into him. So Mela, the Kiddush was even Erev Tafshilin, even though Beis was Pesuach like that. Zok the Gemara. Now the Gabi the Etzim Din of Mila. So this Bavust Biskurov that already said that Mila waited till the Tzivui. So either the Pshat is that it's not a shame oral until the Tzivui. So Mela you had to wait for the Tzivui for the Mila because you had to be an oral to mekayim the mitzvah. So Mela he couldn't do it till the Tzivui. And Atkerei Kach, that's why he was able to mekayim kol ha'tarei kula. Others want to say, and that's why Taka he ate even Korn Pesach. Why? I akal ola yoichaboy. Besides, it wasn't Shem Arles yet, even before the Mila. So Mela was Taka able to mekayim it, and lemaisa the etzem din is brought on others say maybe chaim stencils that the balta was no tzivui, so there's no bris. A bris is only when there's a tzivui. You have to have two parties. You have to have a mitzvah and a oisa. So Mela you have to wait for the etzem bris. The covenant is only when there's two sides. So Mela you have to Taka wait for the tzivui. Now the Gabri Etzin Din of Goyish Shovas, Luchari was a Ben Noyach. He wasn't a Yisrael yet. So before the Tzivui. So the Maise Goyish Shovas, so some want to say that he did Melocha Erev Shabbos and he did Melocha Motzah Shabbos. So Mele Mihilchas Goy, by him the Lila is not Hoylech Achar, the Yoim Hoylech Achar Lila. So Mele Manav Shachim was covered that he wasn't in his world, so to speak, he wasn't the whole day. The etzim loshon of the Gemara of Omar Rav Kim Avram Vinu Kol HaTorah Kula, the Mashob warns that in Kiddushin Pei Beis over there the loshon is Os Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the loshon of Kim? Zok the Mashob, it's merumas over here. Essay and Loisa say because Os Avram Vinu Kol HaTorah Kula is Mashma Mitzvah Essay. That's loshon of Osa in Kiddushin. Mashob over here it says Kiyim. He's Kiyim, meaning he was Nizah even on the Loisa says, and that's the loshon of Kim Avram Vinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Zok the let's see the last Gemara. Masi ben Shmuel Oimer. Vuhu Oimer Hein. That means he answered Hein on the question of Hey Achib Ne Mizrach. Man Oma Hein. Zok the Mor, Ile Mach the Koya Igra. If it's going on the ones that were on the ground, they said Hein. Zok the Mor, Hu Cholim Vuhu Mefasher. He's the one that has the Cholim, and he's the one that's pointed to the Cholim. Ella Zok the Mor. I'm sorry. Ile Mach the Koya Igra. If it's the one on the roof, if it's on the rooftop, you're the one that's being made what you see. So who cholim bu mefasher? He's the one that sees he's mefasher. You need someone else to verify, not he himself. Ella zok demor hach de koya aga. So the ones on the ground, for the moment, no yoda. So the moment, Ibo yisei mach de koya aga, lo'ilim is going on the one on the ground. Ibo yisei mach de koya igra, it's not going on the roof. Ibo yisei mach de koya igra on the rooftop. What's the pshat? Zok demor, after all, who cholim bu mefasher? Oma iu hei p'dekol ha-mizrach. The one on the roof says, "Hey, Pnei Kolam Mizrach." That's what he's made. The ones on the ground say, "Atche bechevroin," meaning they ask a question all the way to Chevroin. Omalei iu hein, and the Akitake says hein on their question. Viboy say mitzvei teres hach the koyach is going on the one on the ground. Omalei iu hey Pnei Kolam Mizrach, meaning the one on the ground asks a question, "Hey, Pnei Kolam Mizrach." Omalei, and the one on the rooftop says, "Atche bechevroin," meaning, are you asking me Atzeh b'chevron? He's asking a question back on his question. Are you asking me all the way to chevron? V'omal lehein, and then on the ground, Taka says, yes, that's my question. Omal lehein. We'll stop a bit, but about a moment.